Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
So let's get into this right off the rip. Before we bring our guest on, let's talk about what everybody wants to talk about. FTX.
Wow.
The debacle that happened. I'm just pulling out my notes on this. So yeah. Sam Bankman-Fried was labeled the golden child of crypto. Mm-hmm. Young man who was the CEO or is the CEO of that exchange. There's a crypto exchange.
He stepped down, didn't he?
Oh, he's no longer the CEO?
I mean, I think if you get on the plane and go to Argentina, you kind of quit.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. In any event.
Yeah. Former CEO.
Yeah. A crypto exchange called FTX. I think yes. They had the Miami Arena.
Yeah. 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 You, formerly American Airlines, now FTX, but they stripped it. The deal was like 10 years for $145 million or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
So this is all right. So this is an interesting story, just like a quick overview of what happened. So massive amounts of withdrawal requests came in after a report was published that FTX owned a suspicious amount of FTT. FTT is FTX is native currency. It's like Binance Coin would be for Binance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess a report was published and it was a suspicious amount of coins that was being held by FTX. As a result of that, Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency brokerage, announced that they would be selling their FTT token.
Shout out CZ.
Due to recent revelations, that caused a firestorm on sales of FTT tokens from the market because people were scared. They thought that it might fall apart and they didn't have enough liquidity to cover. Yeah. All of the people, all of the amount of money that was going to be taken out,
running
which
the bank.
Caused the coin to collapse in a day, which caused the exchange to collapse in a day, which caused Mr. Freeman to lose a $16 million, I believe.
Billion.
Billion.
Billion. 16 billion. 16
billion. With a billion.
In a day.
Yeah.
And then Binance, it was reported that they was going to come bail them out. Then they decided that they wasn't going to bail them out. So this has caused a black cloud over the crypto space.
Mm-hmm.
All cryptos were down. And there was even something today that I had read about crypto.com mistakenly sending $400 million in crypto to a wrong exchange by accident. And, you know, it's just a lot of bad press, fear, speculation that, you know, a lot of these places aren't solvent, that they're not, their books aren't clean, and they don't have enough assets, and it's caused a real, you know, firestorm,
ripple effect
in the crypto space. So,
yeah.
All right. That was my quick synopsis. So let's get into this. What's the thoughts on this situation?
Initially when I heard this, I intended to come in and go crazy, loaded Lux, but now isn't the time for me to focus on me or be egotistical. And the first thing I want to start off with, something we talked about, and it's a lesson that stuck with me that you shared about a particular person who had a comment for someone and they came for him.
Mm-hmm.
Sam ended up getting into it with CZ of Binance, and he was the one who exposed they essentially had been running a Ponzi. Now, the interesting thing—
Who was running a Ponzi?
FTX.
Oh, okay. So when the interesting thing, they put out a letter of intent to buy the company. They released part of the financials, and 24 hours later say, hey, we don't want anything to do with the company, as a way to expose—
That's the part.
That they— so a letter of intent—
That part.
When you send a letter of intent with no money, no guarantees, or when you're going to wire money, you're exposing all of your financials. That is a huge mistake.
All right. Oh,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
There's
go
so
ahead.
Much to unpack, right? Just in that.
Just in that alone.
Just in that, right? I think one of the biggest things is, like, know who your rivals are.
Yes.
Understand.
And be careful who you offend.
Be careful who you offend.
Yes.
Understand who your rivals are. Understand who your competition is in the space. The fact that Binance was even thinking about doing it, it felt on the surface like, wait, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Right. And as soon as that happened, I put it in the chat. I said, yo, they're going to back out this deal.
Yes.
But what they did was they made them show their hand. And when you show your hand, right, like, because that's one of the things in the crypto space is, like, they don't have to show their books
at all.
Who is the governing body that says, yes, you need to show the books? There isn't one.
No, especially if you live in the Bahamas.
Especially, right?
Yeah.
So when you have to open up the books and the competitors now see it, and they say, oh, wait, we're not doing this, and they pull the rug out, now it feels like, wait, this was done super intentionally. Even in his tweets, if you look at Sam's tweets,
I think he kind of
felt it after. Mm-hmm. He probably, like, wait, I just got played.
Yeah.
And it was sad to see. Like, it sounds crazy, but, like, somebody is worth $15 billion on a Friday. Just think about that. And by Tuesday, they're down to $400,000 in net worth.
No, 400.
400 million.
It was 800 million. 800 million.
No, hold on. And then when they saw the books, they realized that the debt was $650 million.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually had negative net worth after the week was over.
The company.
No.
The company. The company.
He's personally worth $800 million right now.
Presently. Okay.
Currently. So let's keep it on perspective.
Or maybe he's not.
Well, we can only go by what the reports are saying. Yeah. New York Times reported that he lost 94% of his wealth, which would still put him at $800 million. So
for how long, though, hypothetically? And now the other side of it, the strategy that he was running to do the Bitcoin arbitrage and buy it in a country and then move it here was really smart. He was setting up himself to be the Warren Buffett of crypto, and he was trying to bail companies out. But when you see some of the other things, like, I mean, okay, I have to say, anything that is too good to be true usually is. No one can guarantee any kind of return legally. So to say, hey, I'm going to get you 8% return a year or a month in itself is not legal. Secondly, when you have a company that is based in the Bahamas with no or little regulation, that is normally not a good sign. Mm-hmm. Number three, any person, product, entity, corporation, token, or coin that is advertised to be the savior of anything usually is a demon in disguise. And we've come across a couple, right? Mm-hmm. So even with me, like, I can't guarantee, knowing with all the information that I know, I'll never guarantee a return because I don't want to put myself in a legal bind there. And also going back to the trading part. So when you have a hedge fund and you're market making and you're washing your trades with leverage, you can manipulate the price of what that token is going to be, mm-hmm. which is a huge mistake for him to even do, because everyone in the space knows that that is illegal. But the bigger issue that we have to get to is the angel investors and venture capital companies that pushed for crypto and Web3 to be this enormous space because they needed another win. Mm-hmm. And it's a very nuanced conversation that we can probably spend 2 or 3 weeks talking about, but the venture community has to start doing its own due diligence. So to see Sequoia put a bunch of money in and a bunch of other firms, I know at some point they had to say, well, this person's in this deal, I'm going to pile in because they are as well. And not to even mention, if they invested in the company, got equity there and got tokens, you got paid twice.
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful. And I know everybody in crypto, I know you thought this Monday I was going to come out and be like, I told you so. It's not the time for that. But anything that is too good to be true usually is. The bigger issue that we have to really face is, what are we going to do about the American economy? Because the desire for these high gains with no work is usually representative of the job market is not good.
Mm.
Amazon is laying off 10,000 people after Meta just laid off 11,000.
That's a lot.
Things are getting scary.
What does it say for crypto, though, right? Because, I mean, there's a couple of things we can say. Obviously, we'll see the effect that it's had on Bitcoin. Obviously, it went under about 16,000. But mm-hmm. is this now the moment? It feels like it could be. Maybe it's not. That, all right, enough is enough. Regulations is on the way.
Has to. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, and I won't even get into the political part of how much he donated to the Democratic side. So, and I would argue, if he was a Republican, they would be running news 24 hours about how this was a Ponzi for the Republican Party. I'm neither Democratic nor Republican. But I just think it's interesting that when there were all these red flags there, no one said anything because he was a Democratic favorite. What does it say for crypto? Regulation is going.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come, and I truly believe a lot of these people will put in place by banks and hedge funds to help destroy crypto so they can then take it up. Like, we have to be honest, this is a game of strategy and a game of war. This is no different than the penny stock era. This is no different than the Forex market. This is no different than the crypto market of 2016. We saw this happen before.
Yeah.
With several companies that went out of business, and then more regulation came in and the banks got more involved. We'll see the same thing again.
Yeah, even from the side of, like I said, knowing who your rivals are. If you think about Binance,
yep.
right, asking to see the papers and obviously backing out the deal once they saw that, you know, the company wasn't making money. You get run to one exchange,
mm-hmm.
right? FTX is now gone. And just think about how widely popular they were. Just really quick to give you context, they have 4 Super Bowl commercials.
Which is also a sign that, like, honestly, any product is really good. You don't have to advertise like crazy.
They dominated the Super Bowl. Yep. They had Tom Brady, had Steph Curry. They had all, I mean, just the publicity around it was big. So you take that one out. And now you hear crypto.com
mm-hmm.
is in trouble. And so what does that do?
Crypto.com is not in trouble.
Well, the negative that. News, negative yeah, news. Yeah. I shouldn't say trouble. We'll say that.
I mean, but can we be honest? If we went to any of our moms or aunties and said, hey, this is what this token does. 99% of the time, our aunties or moms or dads are going to be like, that sounds like a scam.
Right away.
So even all the decentralization talk. Okay, great. If crypto was supposed to be decentralized, why do you have a hedge fund that was marketing one thing, but the firm was doing another while bailing out? And then also where he really got into trouble was using the customer funds. And it goes back to trading. Those 300 practice trades are key. Mm-hmm. Risk mitigation is key. And we've all done it. We've all been in the trade and been like, I should only let this trade bleed down 20%. And it goes 35%. And it's like, oh, let me put more capital in. And I think that he thought he was never going to get caught. He was going to be able to bail out some other companies and he was going to be able to work his way out of it. This is a historical lesson on risk management. And same with Madoff. When you get away with it the first time, mm-hmm. if you ever seen Madoff's story, Madoff, I think his initial lie was less than $1,000 to a client. But the first time he got away with it, he never stopped. Mm-hmm. So, as you would say, I say that to say,
yeah,
risk management is everything. And we've all overtraded. We've all overcapitalized certain trades. I hate that this happened. This has been exposed, but I've been telling everyone, if anything is too good to be true, it usually is. And if you want gains in the market, you have to work your ass off to be able to get them. They're not going to come easy from anybody.
So that's the kind of the point I was getting to was like, are you obviously as a competitor, if I'm Binance, this strengthens my position.
Yes.
Right. Like if FTX, I'm just the negative news around crypto.com, it becomes obvious who the, mm-hmm. I mean, they're the largest exchange now.
Yeah.
It just strengthens their position.
Yeah.
Not only as an exchange, but even the coin itself. I'd be interested to see.
And then he's saying, okay, now I'm going to help bail out other
right.
funds if they get in trouble. So now he gets to be a savior. And we have to also keep our eye out for Tether. Tether's on the ropes. And where is Tether based out of?
Stablecoin.
Not quote really stable.
Quite on.
If our dollar isn't stable, how is something pegged to it stable?
Yeah.
Two tech, two index. I know people hate hearing the same thing over and over again. Please put it in chat. Safety over sensationalism. Even a whole DeFi, you're not going to get 19% return a month. Like, I don't hear Charlemagne or Steve Harvey or like Ellen being like, I found a crypto that's going to get, because they would, 50 will put all of his money from Stars and Power into that thing if it actually worked. Like, we have to be careful when we're being marketed to. We're always used for liquidity. Be careful.
Interesting time in crypto.
So, all right. So what does this mean for the average person? Should they not invest in crypto? What about exchange? I mean, we talked about before, you shouldn't really have your money on an exchange. Or should have your coins on an exchange. So what does this mean for the average person that is a crypto novice and just hearing about this?
You need to invest in the top two, Bitcoin and Ethereum. And I still don't love Ethereum, but if I had to pick two, those would be the two. I do need to issue apology to Coinbase though. I still think that Coinbase is going to have some troubles, but when we're in Miami, I said they could probably go out of business. And the way that Brian has run that organization is nowhere near close to what Sam did. So I have to say that I was wrong in casting that aspersion on him. I still think that they're in trouble, but not in the same light. I want to be clear, like Coinbase is not anything close to FTX. But Bitcoin, Ethereum are the top two. But now this is going to lead to a lot more regulation, and the CFTC is going to get involved. NFA is going to get involved. SEC is going to get involved. They're going to start calling a lot of these securities, and it's going to lead to a lot of trouble. A lot of these coins are going to get flagged, and 99% of them are going to be marked as worthless.
Yeah, it'll be flagged. Open your books, show us the books. And once those books get open,
game set match.
So what about, okay. Anything else you want to say about this?
No, I think what obviously our stance has always been the same, right? Like, we don't believe that the space is going to be going. We obviously know the top two coins. Mm-hmm. Risk management is key here.
Was this a setup from Binance? Because it looks like, okay, so a report comes out and was published. Who knows where that report was given to the...
Oh, we know where it came from.
Then Binance publicly announced that they're selling their coins. Mm-hmm. Which that was the whole thing that caused everything. Yeah. It was a domino effect. So once that
many withdrawals too fast.
Yeah.
But Binance was the reason.
They caused a run on the bank.
So do you think that this all
ties in
somehow? I don't want to, you know,
I'll say it. Listen, be very key in who you choose to go to war with, because they may end up being the assassin that puts you out of business. Like Chamal said it this weekend. He said when Sam was trying to get them to invest in his business, they sent a 2-pager of recommendations of what to fix. They called him back and literally said, fuck off.
Who said fuck off?
Sam. Told Chamal Palihapitiya, who was like one of the best.
I never get his last name correct.
Yeah, I do my little research. So to say that, and so imagine what's said privately. So and Sam has some words for CZ at Binance. So if someone comes up to you and say, man, Rashad, F you and EYL, and then you say, okay, I'm going to buy your company, send me your paperwork, update your paperwork, fam. They send it in, and they're net negative while saying they're the real biggest. It may come out to Charlamagne that, hey, they're $15 million in the hole. We have to understand that business is war. I know people may play polite on social media, but business is war. Like, we all have known people that have risked their lives and been willing to do certain things for $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $50,000. We're talking about billions of dollars here. So yes, the report was put out, but what they really did was expose the fraud that was there all along.
Yeah. That's what I said. I mean, that's why I prefaced it by saying, understand who your rivals are, understand who your competition is.
Yeah.
And I think he understood it, but it was too late. Right. Like in his tweet, he didn't directly say, and I'm talking about Sam, he didn't directly say it, but it kind of apprehends it.
Why would you send your financials on a letter of intent?
Yeah.
And also they had no board of directors, which is also a red flag. Like people were buying equity into the company and were getting no board seats. People only do that when they don't want you to see the books. Like it was a bunch of red flags. Like once you start to look into the paper, and these stories that happen all, and we have to curtail our human desire to want high returns with no work. Because if we stop getting sold these pipe dreams, there won't be as much room for them. Do your research, do your own due diligence.
Will Sam have a return?
Hell no.
He's done? Overwhelmed.
Wolf of Wall Street, crypto.
30 years old.
Over with. Y'all can clip this up immediately. Clipped right now. It's over with. But and also, in every scam, you need a fall person. They knew what Bernard was doing in his era. Some people were aware of what Sam was doing. We got to be very careful here. They need a fall guy.
Yeah.
And he'll be that.
Well, we will monitor the situation.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.